And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the Jeez. Podcast. The
we
podcast,
all have Ebola, Ebola. We're Big D and Bubba, coughing up podcast, our lung, it's podcast, bloody, I'm sorry.
Podcast. That's
Big
funny,
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Are you having second thoughts about the podcast song, Big D? Is there something you might
like?
I
just like
someone's over
song.
Hacking while the song's playing.
Here we go. The podcast this week brought to you by Outdoor Hands Skin Therapy Cream. You know, it works on your hands, your feet, your heels, your elbows, your knees, anywhere on your body that you've got dry, cracked skin and you want it to disappear. Pick some Outdoor Hands up today. Your skin will thank you.
I can tell you personally, it works very well.
It worked with your son. He's got eczema, right?
Yep. Cleared it out, man. That's the only thing that I found. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good to know. What was that again?
Outdoor Hands. Okay. Outdoor Hands.
Get it everywhere.
Don't accept an invitation. Go with the Outdoor Hands.
It's really good.
What, where did that come from?
I'm just being, I'm being an announcer guy.
He's being podcast guy.
Podcast guy.
Don't accept invitations, people.
I wish you talked like that all the time.
Actually, that'd be great. Can you? Let's hear your big radio.
My radio thing?
Yeah.
Like funny one?
No, so like do your best old-timey radio.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be out at Sam's Save-A-Mart this weekend. Saving big. Big time. That's kind of my...
Because all old radio, by the way, was very echoey. I don't know if you knew this.
Very, they would push really...
Come on out, people. We'll be out there on Lexington Avenue.
Now that,
we'll be...
I never understood that.
I don't know why this always happened.
Right.
There's
now,
this comes into here. And it's really
all the
nasal.
Humanity.
This lady I used to work with, I'll never forget. She used to do this. She had the greatest voice. She was just so likable and whatnot in the hall, and she sounded
radio
fun.
Girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then she'd get on the air. She'd go, hold on just a minute. I got to do this. And she'd go, hello, everyone. Welcome. And I'm not going to say the name of the station because I don't want people to know who it is I'm talking about. But she would talk like this. God. And she was like a popular radio person. I'm like, why do you talk like that?
No one talks like
no
that.
No one talks like that.
Like TV people are awful, too, though. TV people have this weird...
At least TV people have that whole thing where they pause in very strange places.
Your skin will thank you. Outdoor Hands. Henry?
Outdoor Hands.
Henry Cho is with us. Comedian Henry Cho is a friend of the show as well.
He's a lovely human.
He's joining us on the podcast.
I was the one hacking up during the theme song.
Oh, that was you. Do you have Ebola?
Yes. Dude. I recovered. Another doctor.
We were at the Dallas airport going from A to C, you know, different terminals.
Yes.
And you have to get on that train. And so we get on the train, and the door shuts, and this lady all of a sudden starts. But it was liquidy, a very liquid cough. And I'm like looking, waiting for her to have one of those little fake wrestler packets of blood to go, you know, like she had Ebola.
It'll freak you out.
Everybody on the train got very uncomfortable. You could see everybody
she
get
coughed,
pale.
She would cough. She would pause for 5 seconds.
If that.
Cough again for
just
five.
Violent coughs.
And then pause and back at it. She got off the train.
At least she covered her mouth, though.
She got off the train, and Bubba slowly gets up, and he goes. he starts slow clapping. He starts slow clapping. Everyone's like, oh, my God, I want to slow clap, too, but I'm not as evil as that one.
And Big D and I are sitting, like, on opposite ends of the car. Like, we're 20 feet away from each other. So he starts slow clapping in. So all of a sudden, there's these two random people slow clapping
that's
on the train.
Did anyone else join in?
No. Because they're all too. They're a little
losers.
Shell.
There was a lady who was sitting. Okay, did you see the lady who was sitting right across from me?
Yeah,
and then
the high heel Asian girl?
Yeah, no. The white girl who was right next to the high heel Asian girl.
Uh-huh.
Who was separated only by the high heel Asian girl from the Ebola lady.
I don't remember.
She looked at me plaintively. Like, you know, when somebody looks up like a kitten.
Help.
She was like, she had the whole, please help, look in her eyes. I felt so bad for her.
We were doing a mission trip in India. And so we split up in three vehicles. And so me and two of my buddies got in the back of this van, and our driver was coughing like that and spitting out the window.
That wet cough.
Oh, it was awful. Spitting out the window. So we had to have the windows up on that side. And plus, you know, you're just breathing out every known toxin there, known to man in India anyway. So we stopped at a rest stop halfway, and we've been on the road for like 3 hours. Get out. And the whole side of that van.
Please stop. Don't go any further.
Was red.
No.
Was red?
like red. So I told my buddies, I go, okay, we either all have TB or worse. I said, so let's talk about how great our van is and switch with some other guys. And we talked about how, yeah, you know, they're like, going, man, the driver's like, so awesome. Hot. I go, hot. I go, man, we got great air. You don't have air? Come on. So we switched cars. Because if we're all going down, going down.
It's got this awesome red pinstripe on the side.
It was unbelievable. And one of my buddies is a doctor. And so he was the one fortunate threesome that did not have to ride in that van. But when we finally got to the hotel, I said, come look at this. Look at that. He goes, oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, we were together for 3 hours.
So how long did it look
like
that
guy? I'm glad
we
had a doctor to notice that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like...
I kind of knew it wasn't good, but I wanted it to be official.
But you're saying that it was all red. I mean, but was that like a recent thing, or did it look like it had been going on for quite some time?
It looked like it was recent. And luckily, that was the only day he worked with us.
Because he died.
Yeah, well...
Oh, no.
He didn't die, but he died later.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But that was, you know... That's what you don't want in third world.
Yeah, tuberculosis. You don't want that.
No.
Speaking of third world, Big D, I'd love for you to tell your Russia story.
What, really?
Your bathroom story. Because it's the
funniest. Why do y'all love that story?
It is the funniest story ever, and it's the only story.
It's not that funny. It's more gross than funny.
It is one of the funniest stories ever because... Of you have to envision.
I was
young
one
Big
of 50.
D.
I was one of 50 high school seniors in the United States to participate in an exchange program between the United States and the Soviet Union.
You're about to hear something that we can't tell on the air.
Okay,
and so we have host families that we stay with,
right?
And the Russian government wanted to make sure that they looked good to the Americans, so all the host families were like. One guy, his host parents were a stuntman for movies. One guy was an astrophysicist, scientist guy.
Yeah, they didn't send you to live with like
regular people.
Like no, they Bubba's the exchange student who lives with Bubba.
Right. No. So mine was he was a general in the Red Army, and they had a flat, you know, in Moscow, and
with cameras all over the place that you couldn't see.
Probably. So we get there. I get to the house. I've been traveling for a while, and it had been like 3 days, and I had not dropped a deuce, and I was backed up, and we ate some awful food of theirs, like the sausage stuff, and it just made it just it
finally
moved things along.
It was like Drano. Yeah.
It's not a deuce anymore. It's like a quad.
Yes.
So I don't want to go, hey, I've got to go poop. Where's your bathroom? So I said, hey, I'm going to go take a shower.
And you're, what, 17 years old at the time, 16?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take a shower, and I'll tell them I'm going to take a shower, and I'll use the bathroom when I'm in there. And so, here's this. I get all my clothes ready to go. By now, it's like really, you know, your body
you
senses
go.
That you're going.
Oh, yeah.
You get and
the
it knows
sweat.
That you're close to the finish line. Yeah. And so it's just like, okay, so let's go on home.
Right.
And so it's really moving on a lot, and I'm getting the... and I get into the bathroom to get all my clothes. I shut the door, lock it, and I take all my clothes off. And I'm like, I gotta go. And I look around. There's no toilet in their bathroom.
No,
at all.
It's a separate.
It's a whole different room. And I was like, what?
And now he's the I'm going to take a shower guy.
Right.
So man, I
right there in the shower.
I had to turn. I got it. Turn the water on.
Did you break it up?
I tried. Like it was really, really solid. You know.
Of course. I mean, it's 4 days.
And
it's
I
be
directed the water.
You almost have to get a knife.
I directed the water on it, and it
oh no,
it
that's
broke
like
it up.
Dry Play-Doh. You can't break it up.
That's right.
Yeah, it just makes paint.
It just made a brown paint. And so,
yeah,
and I was like,
so like everything
I
else in
it,
Russia,
I kicked it with my foot and it kind of rolled slowly.
Right.
It gets to the drain part and it's just laying across there. And I was like, oh man, am I doing this?
And again, I want you to know there are cameras. You know, the Russians during the Soviet time, they were watching.
Those Americans
you.
Don't use toilets,
they're animals.
That's what they're thinking.
So I poked that sucker.
You probably
through.
He got it through.
He got it through the grate
wow.
on the
First
bottom
of all,
of the drain.
You are so lucky that the Soviet Union fell like 6 weeks later, because If not, I'm pretty sure that would have been used in the anti-American propaganda video
that
the Soviet government would have used. As you can see clearly here, this 17-year-old bright American, you know, one of the best that they sent us, doesn't know how to use the bathroom.
You're actually lucky there is water pressure.
Yeah, you're right.
That was
it wasn't and it wasn't great, but yeah.
You know, Vladimir Putin sitting back at every Christmas party goes, "Oh, play the thing of the man in the bathroom.
Show the tape.
Show the tape.
That's such a great story. Now I'm so glad you convinced him to tell that story.
I know. I want to apologize to Bubba because I thought that would be horrible, but it was funny.
I got out, so and Alex, who's the host's son, he goes, "Hey, by the way, we have the bathroom is in here." I go, "I'm good.
I'm good for 4 more days.
It's all right. I use sinks.
I just need some type of running water with a drain."
You know, the thing about bathrooms, no matter where you go, because obviously you've done India and you've done that. When I was in, we did Thailand.
Right.
It's literally, there are footprints on the floor and you have to go in a hole in the ground.
Yes. And they had like a hole and there's like two little blocks that you put your feet on in India. The crazy thing is at our hotel in India, it had a bathroom, and it was all connect. You know, it was all one little room. There was a commode.
So it was westernized?
And there's, yes, but no shower curtains. They don't use shower curtains. So water goes everywhere. I mean, we had to take the toilet paper out of the bathroom to take a shower. But the first time I was in there, I was sitting there going, wow, you know, the movie Psycho would not work here.
No, it would not.
Some guys just, I don't understand.
You see, there'd be no ripping of the shower curtain.
Right.
You'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Close the door.
How do they do that when they have the footprints? If you're gonna poop or whatever, how do you do that?
It's a hole in the ground.
It's a whole squat.
How do you not get it in your pants?
Because you're squatting.
You're squatting.
It's like you do in the woods without a tree.
Yeah, but I always kind of grab a tree and lean back.
I do too. I do the tree and I act like I'm sitting like, you know, on a toilet.
They need the hole and the footprints and a pole. That would help. But yeah, I see what you're saying. How do you not get it on? Yeah. On your clothes.
I'll just.
But it's always one of the crazy things is we stopped to go to the restroom. And so we all went and stood there. They had like 5 urinals at this gas station outside, of course. And so we're all standing there and I look down and it's just going on the ground. I go, all this is doing is funneling it to one place. And my buddies go, what? I go, there's no pipes. Look. And sure enough, I mean, it's like splashing on us.
Just making you feel better.
It's like you go, see, we did London a couple years back, and we were touring the castles, and they were telling us, oh, yeah, everybody, if you had to pee, you just go in the corner. And they have holes at the bottom of the corners in the castles where it would just drain out and just go into the moat, which, by the way, is where they got their drinking water from. And
that's
everything.
Cool. I'm going to do that at our house. Go pee in the corner.
I'm doing that.
That's the best podcast ever.
You know, it's because my boys are older now, so they don't do it as often, but they used to just pee anywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
no kidding.
And so we were doing we had a yard sale, and some kid was standing in the middle of our driveway. And, you know, Amy had stuff all laid out. And all of a sudden, I turn around and look. This little kid just right there going. And his mom went, "Oh!" And his dad picked him up and just let a trail over to the woods. I'm like, dude, he's already gone. Just let it go.
Yeah.
And he looked at me. I said, see all these neighbors? My kids peed in every one of their yards. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All good.
That's what I used to do, man, growing up.
Frankie did it the other night. We pull up at the house. The kids get out of the car, and Frankie goes around the backside of the house. I'm like, what is he going to do? Because that's usually where he keeps his basketball and everything. And about a couple seconds later, he walks back without a basketball. I said, what were you doing? He goes, peeing. I'm
like, yeah.
That's my boy.
That's right. Well, mine don't even run to the back of the house. They just jump out of the car and do it right by the driveway. A friend of mine was a rider friend of mine. He was working in his home office, and his son came up. His son was like 6, and goes, "Dad, I got to the bathroom." And he goes, "Well, you know, I'm busy. Just go right there. Go out there, you know." And this is in L.A., so people don't pee in yards.
Right.
And so later on, he was outside, and he looked, and his boy did not pee out there.
Oh,
just dropped one.
You have right a huge there. Dog.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He goes, and he's from Minnesota. So he's like, "Oh, I was so proud. I was really proud of that moment."
Is that a Great Dane?
I'm watching this Kardashian photograph of her butt. Have y'all seen all that?
Yeah. The new ones?
I don't. First off, it doesn't even look real.
It doesn't look real. That's not Photoshopped, I don't know what.
I've seen several of them, though, that look like that. So
they said the whole point of the article when they got sat down to do it was they wanted to, quote, break the internet. So they wanted this to get online and everyone to, you know, go look at it and whatnot. But it is just her with her pants pulled down, showing her bare butt. And it's bizarre. Look at that. It's on TV. Look at that. It's crazy. Just wanted to talk about that for a second.
Good.
Shifting gears.
I refuse to talk about anybody with no discernible talent. Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, there's, I agree.
I never understood.
Well, I mean, what's a sex tape gets you at that level? Come on.
Yeah.
But wasn't it was that before or after all this?
It was before. No, Ray J was the initial.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even know the story. Ray all J I know is they have a TV show.
Remember the girl
if
Brandy
OJ
from...
didn't get off, that not, we wouldn't even know who a Kardashian was.
That's true.
So.
Because her dad.
Yeah, it all goes back to Kato Caitlin.
Her dad is the one that got OJ off, right? The lawyer?
One of them, yeah.
One of them.
How guilty is OJ?
Oh, man. You know, the saddest thing is, you know, DNA was so new at that time. I was in L.A. at the time when all this was going on, and it was a big deal, obviously, but it was a huge out there. And, you know, it was one of those things. You know, this was 4 years after Rodney King and that verdict, and it was a bad time to be out there.
Were you there during the King riots and all that too?
I was, you know, and the crazy thing, I lived down in South Bay, which is the beach area, and we were the last county to go on curfew and have lockdown and all that. So, you know, the first two nights, it was crazy. We'd go up on the bluffs of Palos Verdes and look up and look down, and you could see fires everywhere. You know, up north and east, and it was crazy. And I still had auditions. I remember driving, and I was in like an upper tower having an audition for a part or something. And you look out, and there's fires. You could see them. I mean, life was still going on. And then finally, the whole city just had to shut down. It was awful.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine who was doing radio at the rap station of all places during the middle of all that time. And he sent me his bunch of, because it was cassettes back then, he sent me a bunch of cassettes of his shows. He's like, dude, this is just fascinating, because it was nothing but people, you know, they hardly played music. It was all, this is what's going on, and pew, pew, you'd hear shots and,
yeah,
you know,
awful.
Sirens all the time and craziness. And, you know, I guess we saw a little glimpse of that with the Ferguson stuff lately.
Exactly. You know, the crazy thing is I was driving home from an audition, and I almost stopped at that intersection where it all started, because I was low on gas. But anyone, you kind of know better not to get off on like four different exits off the 110. And that was one of them. So I thought, you know what? I think I can make it all the way down. I'd rather run out of gas up here and use a call box than get off and
run
even,
out of gas there.
Even being Asian, I would think, oh, if you're just
a
white
Korean,
guy.
Or he was.
I was Korean in
used
L.A.
to be.
No,
now
I'm
not.
You know, I mean, that was, think about the Korean business owners who were standing on top of their businesses.
No. You know what? I actually got asked to do this big panel right after the riots, because there was this huge hatred supposedly going on between African Americans and the Koreans. And you know, I got nailed for this, but it made enough sense. Finally, people agreed with me. I said, look, it was geographics. It wasn't a race thing. When they're not going to go any other way, the mobs were not going to travel any other way except the way they did.
Well, they and couldn't go to Beverly Hills. There was no way to get through that blockade.
So they had to go to next door to Koreatown.
Yeah.
So that's what they hit. Had it been anything else, they would hit it.
Yeah.
It just so happened it was Koreatown. It's
like water takes the easiest route.
Right. Yeah. Right. I said, they didn't come down to South Bay. They didn't come near us. They didn't come near anybody. Inglewood is right there. And
Inglewood,
Compton,
always up to no good.
Always up to no good. not one of those looters or whatever you want to say, no one went west. So that's all it was about.
I love that song.
Anyway. California love.
What?
What does that have to do with it?
Inglewood, always up to no good.
Always up to no good.
That's the lyric.
Okay,
you're so white.
I am. I am extraordinarily white.
Man, you are. Like, yeah. You're like white.
Who do you think, of all three of us,
really?
Who is the one who's
most... It's not even close. It's you. You the whitest person here.
Let me ask the question.
No, there's just more of it.
who's the most whitest guy in here, you think?
Glad we didn't get racial with the podcast.
Patrick and I tie?
No, you all tie.
Oh, all of us?
Well, you're white.
Yeah, there's no level of white.
Whatever.
See, he turned it around on
that's
you.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer. Who's the whitest out of the three white guys? All of you.
All of you, because you're all white. It's kind of how we look at y'all.
can I just say, you tell a lot of jokes that no one else can tell because there aren't any. I don't know any other Korean comedians who grew up in Tennessee. But you tell a joke about going to Korea with your dad.
Right.
I still think that's one of the hardest I've ever laughed at a joke ever.
Well, it's a true story because in Knoxville, and this is 60s, 70s, we were the only Asian people in Knoxville. Just like my family, just like my cousins were talking about, they were the only Asian people in Cookeville, basically.
And, yeah.
So I could pick my dad out of any crowd anytime back home. In a millisecond. Well, and he's the only Asian man I've ever seen before outside of my family before I went to Korea. So we got off the plane in Korea and we walk in Seoul Airport. And he walked 20 feet away and I lost him.
For the first time ever.
For like an hour.
How old were you?
Crazy. I was 24.
Oh, scared to death, probably.
I lost him. And people were coming up and talking to me because, I used to be Korean. And I don't speak Korean because they didn't offer it in my high school. So yeah. I took Spanish. So I'm trying to go, ¿Qué pasa, amigo? ¿Dónde está padre? No? All this stuff. But yeah, true story. Completely lost him.
All of a sudden he just turned into all those little the little heads that look that are on
it
was, the
They
Wii,
were all the same
The Nintendo
size.
Wii people.
They all were same haircut. It was unbelievable.
Your dad had the haircut too?
Yeah, my dad's Korean. He's like really Korean.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, yeah. But my dad's brilliant. So what are you gonna do?
That's so funny.
But yeah, that's one of the
and I lost it.
I did. I totally lost it. It was unbelievable.
Do you when you're there, do you kind of go when they come up to you and they're speaking Korean and you go, I'm sorry, I don't
kept trying to say, yeah. Anyway.
But do you feel like less Korean-y?
Yes, and they made me feel less Korean-y. it was one of those things, and there are a lot of comments because, there are a lot of tall Asian people now. But I'm telling you, back then, I was one of the tallest people walking around that was Korean. I remember standing on the bus and the subways with all Korean people, and I'm towering over everybody. And I was looking around going, man, I could play like basketball here and all that stuff. But I was huge, and I'm only 5'10", but I'm 6 inches taller than anybody in my family who's not half white. So it was just a weird experience that way. But people were, my dad was saying, oh, those two girls said something really funny. I go, what'd they say? Who let that out of the hits cage or something like that? I went, what, really? I'm like some huge giant over here? I could like get the airline bottles of liquor and walk around like I'm a giant and my hands are huge. It was just crazy. But there's one restaurant and there's this beautiful girl playing the piano. And, I just walked up and sat down beside her and I was going to talk to her. And my dad came and yanked me out and goes, you don't do it like that here. Okay, there's a process here.
You don't just talk to?
No, our family has to meet her family, and they got to set up the whole thing.
No.
And I went,
real?
What?
This
1984, all this stuff. But anyway,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to go talk to this girl, and I got reprimanded. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was ready to go then. I went, well, I can't talk to any girls.
You can't
women
talk to
here.
Girls.
Yeah, come on.
What's the point?
Come
Let's
on.
Go home.
Let's go home. Let's go to Tokyo.
That's crazy. Well, it was good seeing you.
Always great seeing you guys, man. Thanks for having me in. Thanks for, I know we didn't have enough time on the radio, so I'm glad we added this. Talk about some other stuff.
It's always cool. And we're going to tell you right now, you're going to want to follow Henry, not only to find out where he's playing all the time, but also just because he's a cool dude and he's funny. Go to Henry Cho Comedy, at Henry Cho Comedy.
Henry Cho Comedy.com. Twitter, I think that's Henry Cho Comedy. Facebook.
Dude, you're making me look
Facebook.com/Henry Cho Comedy. And, and Laughstub's doing something weird. So my tour schedule is not all on there. So,
okay. Well, here we go.
This weekend I'm locally and I'm home.
So if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at Henry Cho Comedy.
There you go.
And HenryChoComedy.com. So we're good.
There we go. Patrick, anything you want to add?
I'm good. No.
No,
you're so white.
God, you are. You're the whitest person that's in here.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Once again, thank you, Outdoor Hands Skin Therapy Cream. It works on your hands, your feet, your heels, anywhere, like we said earlier, that anywhere that you've got dry, cracked skin on your body, you're going to want to pick up some Outdoor Hands. Your skin is totally going to thank you. It's going to say, thank you, Big D.
Thank you,
Henry Joe.
Hit that outgoing jingle there. Bubba.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.